I'm your host, Claude. Oh, today was a killer. I tried to get my act together. Comedy, of course. The jokes are a scream. For instance, how does a vampire travel to Europe? By blood vessel. Or, where did Frankenstein go when the Wolfman bit off his hand? To the second-hand store. Well, that's a real groaner, huh? Why did the mortician move to Australia? Because he heard everybody was down under. Start laughing or you'll be permanently laid back. What did the urn say to the coffin? Give up? I ain't got nobody. Anyway, if I can't make it in showbiz, I'll work with my brother-in-law. He has a chain of drive-in taco stands and mortuaries called Eat and Weep. They're so convenient to the cemetery. But enough. We have to get on with the show. Welcome back, friends. Tonight's story is a classic tale about a husband, a wife, and... But you'll see, as we open the coffin on the first act of Can't You Do Anything Right?
More coffee?
No, thanks. I'm fine.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, here we go.
I can't get over what you've done with this room, Edie. No wonder. The wallpaper cost me a fortune.
10, 11.
Oh, count to yourself. But only a fraction of you had to use a decorator.
Decorator? You must be joking. I saved a third on the wallpapers, 20% on the carpeting. There's only one way. Do it yourself.
I couldn't hang flypaper.
That's for sure. Can you imagine George trying to install carpeting around a ladder?
Don't be cruel. I have better qualities.
Oh, we know, dear. It's your sunny disposition and boyish charm that make up for them.
Well, it's easy. Even Philip can install bathroom tiles. Isn't that right, dear?
Yes. Lots of fun.
Secretly, you enjoy it.
Especially during the football game. My beard... pass.
A spade.
Two hearts.
One no trump.
The bid is two hearts.
Oops. Two spades. Sorry, partner. Pass.
Two no.
Uh-huh. Leave me hanging, huh?
Can't be helped.
Pass.
Three spades. Four spades.
Philip, make up your mind.
I said four spades.
Pass.
My lead. How's that, partner?
Brilliant. We've set them five.
Put the cards down, Philip. You're the dummy.
Thank you.
I'll call you tomorrow. Nope, can't. I have my upholstering class all morning.
You never. Give me a bus.
See you later, Phil. And stay off high ladders.
Oh, please, save the jokes. Come on.
What did I say?
Say goodnight, George.
Goodnight, George.
Thanks again. We had a wonderful time.
Bye-bye.
Goodnight. You don't have to clean up. I'll take care of everything, as usual.
Where do you get off embarrassing me in front of company?
Oh, please, I'm tired. Not now.
Oh, sure.
Just bring the cops into the kitchen.
Into the kitchen?
Your bidding was terrible doing last rubber. Why on God's earth did you double three diamonds?
Just to annoy you.
Oh, that's clever.
And another thing, don't run down my friends. There was no reason to snap it, George. None at all.
I don't like my husband compared to a one-armed paper hanger.
He was kidding.
Listen, Philip.
No, you listen. I won't do everything. I can't work at the company like a horse and be expected to come home and saw two-by-fours or paper the dining room or staple fabric to walls.
You could try.
And this damn game room. I want you to get someone else, a carpenter or a workman, to put up the paneling. You understand?
Oh, forget it. It's a waste of money. I'd rather spend it on a better grade of carpeting. You can put up the panels. I've figured everything out.
Edie, I am tired of spending my evenings and weekends decorating this house.
And I'm tired of living like this. We need... No. I need to function in pleasant surroundings.
But must we redo the entire house at once?
I hardly think 6 months is... Oh, Philip, my home is very important to me.
Well, then hire somebody to do the donkey work. We can afford it.
It's money tossed out the window.
We always have to do it your way, huh?
What's the big deal? It's a small house. The papering was easy, wasn't it?
We almost came to blows.
The pattern was off almost an inch.
That's the point. I'm doing something two, three times, and you stand back inspecting the work like a field marshal. Edie, get a carpenter for the paneling.
The hell I will. You can do it. If you want to. I don't care what's on your truck or how many stops you've got to make.
Oh, lady, please.
Please. I want exactly what I ordered, and not that second-grade material. I'm calling your company.
Hey, it ain't my fault. I only drive.
That's apparent. I want to speak with Mr. Stewart. Edith Harmon. I don't care if he's with Cheryl Pigs. Get him on the phone now.
Oh, boy.
Get up! I'll take your filthy clothes off my couch.
Sorry.
Mr. Stewart, because of your bungling, I almost had second-grade paneling dumped in my house. No, they are not mahogany. They are simulated tacon. Yes, talk to this driver. Here, you.
Hello? Hey, I didn't load the truck. Okay. Yeah. It was a mistake. I'm going back to the yard and get your panels, okay?
Well, based upon their current earnings, I feel that the stock is worth, on the low side, 70.
70?
Mm-hmm.
It's never traded above 43.
Your wife's on the phone, Mr. Harmon.
Tell her I'm in conference.
Yes, sir.
All right. The fund will take a position. We'll purchase 100,000 shares in blocks of 10,000.
I know. Over a period of 3 weeks.
Sir.
What is it now?
Mrs. Harmon says she must speak to you.
Go ahead, Phil. She probably needs you to hang some more wallpaper.
Oh, funny, funny. Hello?
Hi. How's the Wizard of Wall Street?
In conference. What is it, Edie?
The new paneling arrived.
Hmm, how nice.
Phil, oh, it's so elegant. You won't have to lift a finger. I'm going to do everything myself.
Well, you can't drive those nails.
Nails? I'm going to glue them to the studs.
What?
I bought them at Turnabon. Oh, it dries in seconds and holds immediately.
Glue won't work.
It does. I put up three panels already, and we can finish the job over the weekend.
Position it again.
Hey, relax. I'm trying to help.
Put it down.
Don't shout.
Okay. More to the left. That's it. Now press. On the bottom, stupid. Can't you follow the simplest instructions?
The damn panel should be nailed to the studs, not glued.
It was easier when I did it alone.
Then do the rest of this miserable job yourself.
Oh, I don't know how I married such an incompetent.
You say something?
Skip it. Go watch football or play with your stock.
Why don't you shut up?
Bye, Phil.
I never heard of anybody using glue to attach paneling.
Bye, Phil. I'll finish the game room myself.
Get off my back and you'll get your job done.
Oh, no. I'm tired of your sloppy work and bungling.
Well, I'm not a professional carpenter.
Or a very good stockbroker either.
What the hell does that mean?
Let's not get into it, huh?
I don't make enough money, is that it?
Frankly, no. If you did, I wouldn't have to build my own game room or paper the hall or paint the bedroom.
You witch. You little witch. We can afford anything. Don't you lay this on me.
Get out of here, Phil. I've got work to do. You're useless.
Shut up.
Out.
Shut up.
Keep away from me. No. Phil. Oh, you're hurting me. Oh, I can't breathe. Phil, don't.
That's my idea of a rec room. Stay tuned, won't you?
Hello, I'm Julie Harris, your host on Masterpiece Radio Theater, inviting you to join us for The Tenant of Wildfell Hall, a radio adaptation of the novel by Emily Martin. We shall listen as a quiet Yorkshire village gossips and speculates as to the identity of the new and mysterious tenant of Wildfell Hall. And Gilbert Markham, our hero and narrator, finds himself more and more attracted to the reclusive neighbor without even really knowing who she is.
Would you be very glad to find you were mistaken in your conclusions?
How can you ask it, Helen?
I don't say I can clear myself altogether, but would you be glad to discover I was better than you think?
Anything that could in the least degree restore my opinion of you would be only too gladly received.
Masterpiece Radio Theater airs Monday evenings at 5 and Sunday evenings at 9 on KCSN, Northridge.
You're listening to KCSN, Northridge, 88.5 FM.
Phil and Edie are in the game room. However, poor Edith, she's losing, isn't she?
Keep away from me. No, no, Phil. Oh, you're hurting me. Oh, I can't breathe. Phil, don't. Phil.
I can't stand it. Nag, nag, nag. Move this. Regula, damn you. Damn you!
Please. Please.
Oh, my Lord. I'm sorry.
My throat.
Water. Do you want some water? Lean forward, and I'll...
Don't touch me.
Well, I didn't mean it. Believe me.
Keep away from me. Don't you come near me.
Edie. I'm sorry.
Oh, you want to kill me.
No.
Never touch me again.
Edie.
I want you out of this house immediately.
No, listen. It was a mistake. Something you said, it just made me go haywire. I didn't know what I was doing.
Out of my home.
It's over. The whole thing was...
Abuse. Attempted murder.
You've got to be kidding.
Phillip, get out. Leave or I'm calling the police.
Take it easy.
It was an accident. I didn't mean it.
I understand. Come on, put yourself together.
The next thing I know, George, I had her by the throat.
Over. Well, you want a drink?
No. What's the matter with me? I never hit anybody. I mean, I never did anything like this.
You don't have to explain. Why don't you stay with us until the whole thing dies down?
I couldn't. It's too much of an imposition. I'll go to a hotel.
Absolutely not. We've got plenty of room.
I want to go home.
I know, but let things cool off, huh?
Okay. Honestly, I didn't want to hurt her. It just got out of hand. I've never felt like that. It was like a wild animal. What did I do? Did you ever hit Betty?
We got into a business once. Over something. I don't even remember it. Probably something stupid. I slapped her. She slapped me back. It happened so fast.
And
we both started crying. That was a scene. Crying and holding each other. Strange. One instant hate, the next love.
I wish it was so simple.
Phil, in a couple of days, it'll be ancient history.
I don't think so. Edie isn't quick to forgive or forget.
Ridiculous. She'll bury her sorrows in paneling or making drapes. Believe me.
The lady with a thousand projects.
That's for sure. However, she's damn talented.
Yeah, and very picky. Too picky, George. I must have moved those panels a dozen times just to get the right pattern fit. The mismatch was so slight that, well, only Edie would have noticed it.
A perfection?
You bet. And to boot, she's gluing them to the studs with this Eternabond. Dries in seconds.
Oh, boy. Don't get yourself worked up. Listen, Betty will give her a call. She can handle Edie.
George. George, how did you feel when you hit Betty?
Terrible.
No, I didn't. I felt different. As if I wasn't choking her. Like I was watching the whole thing. I was a spectator and George, I was smiling. I was happy.
Stay with us.
That figures.
Edie, please.
He tried to kill me.
It was a mistake.
Oh, no, it wasn't. All of a sudden, he blew up. Started screaming. The next thing I knew, he was choking me.
He lost his temper.
I'll say.
Perhaps something else is bothering him. Phil isn't the violent type.
Really? If a little thing like putting up panels can trigger an outburst, I can imagine. Well, anyhow, I don't want him near me or this house.
You're making a production out of this. Why don't I come over?
For what purpose?
We can talk, and I can get some of Phil's clothes.
All right. But I don't want him in this house.
That's carrying it too far.
Oh? When his thumbs dug into my neck and pressed and pressed, Phil was smiling. He knew what he was doing. I'd enjoyed every moment of it. Every moment.
Take it easy, huh?
Why is she doing this?
Phil, she's scared and angry. Listen, if you were being...
I didn't mean it. You believe that?
Yes. Yes.
Why doesn't she get off the phone?
Because it's probably off the hook.
I can't stay here any longer. I want to go home and work this out.
Phil, don't push it. Let time heal the matter. Listen, we'll go up to Lake Arrowhead for the weekend. And...
No.
Hey, hold it. Hold it.
I'm sorry.
I understand. It's okay.
I can't control my temper anymore.
Yeah, sure. Give it another day. We'll work something out, all right?
Sure, George.
Sure.
Said you wouldn't be here until 2.
I couldn't wait.
Just a second. Hi.
Hi.
Want to come in?
Oh, yeah, sure.
I have the rest of your things.
Oh, Edie.
Oh, please. This is difficult for me, too.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Well, how's the game room coming?
Great. Almost finished the paneling.
Oh. The glue really holds.
Like iron. Want to see?
I'd love to.
Not bad, huh?
Looks great.
When I get the carpeting down, it'll be a smash.
Oh, Edie, please. Please, now, let's not do this. I love you. I want to come home.
No. It's impossible.
I'll do anything. Anything. It was a mistake. Don't you understand? A mistake.
I can't tolerate mistakes.
Please.
Stop begging. You disgust me, Phil. Stop sniveling.
Sorry.
Let's get your clothes.
I don't want to leave. This is my home, too.
Oh, I knew this was going to happen. Get out of here. Now.
No. No.
I'll call the police. Philip, get out of my home.
It's mine, too.
Yours. Oh. I
I've done all the work. Painting, papering, you. You haven't done a damn thing.
I have. I've tried.
Try. You have to be watched like a hawk. You're incompetent. You botched every job, even the smallest task.
It's not true.
It is. I won't let you mess up my home anymore. Get out.
I'm not incompetent.
Please, let's not go into it.
You're right. Let's not.
They even recognize your inadequacy at work. Passed over twice for branch manager.
Don't start.
People know. They see how inept you are. A timid little man, afraid of his own shadow.
Knock it off.
And here, in my home, oh, Lord, you're nothing. A bungler, incompetent with a hammer, and inadequate in a bedroom.
Shut up.
It's the truth. You're a wimp.
Keep your filthy mouth shut.
Get out, Phil.
Never. Incompetent, huh? Inadequate, huh?
No! No!
I'll show you. Let's see if this glue can keep your mouth shut. Or fasten you to the floor. I'll put some Eternabond on this hand.
Oh, no. Phil, no, don't.
Yeah, yeah. And some on this hand. And pin them down. Now, how long will it take to dry?
Phil, please. Please.
Seconds? A minute? Well, I'll just hold them until you can't move. Well, you like this king room so much, you can stay here. Permanently. But I'll be damned. It works.
Phil, oh, please, get me loose. I'm stuck.
Apparently.
Please, help me.
No way. Now, how about a little glue to seal that big mouth of yours? Huh? Yeah, a little more on this lip. Huh? Yeah. Oh, that's better, yes. Well, that's much better. Well, don't you look stupid. Glue to the floor. My. How unprofessional. Oh, yes. I'm going to leave you here. I wonder how long it'll take for you to starve to death. Hmm? Well, I'd better get my clothes. That's what you wanted, isn't it, dear? Well, see you in a couple of weeks. I know you won't want to be disturbed while you're working, so I'll take the phone off the hook. Enjoy yourself. It's your house, and you're stuck with it.
This is crazy. Why move to a hotel?
I'm imposing on you.
You are.
Well, how long can I stay? A week is plenty. No, too much.
Suit yourself. If Edie calls us, what should I say?
Called? Well, her phone's been off the hook since I got my clothes. She doesn't want to talk to anybody. Especially me.
What? I can't hear you. Who? Phil, I think it's for you.
Hello?
Phil?
Who is this?
Can't you do anything right?
I guess he couldn't. Now it's Phil's turn to come unglued. What fun. Next on Darkness.
That thing, it wanted to touch me. Don't carry on. He's harmless. Bruce, turn on the lights.
Right. They don't work. I don't like this.
I want to go home.
Let's go to the car.
It's stuck. Won't budge.
Hello?
Girlie?
Simple tale of mayhem about a family who find themselves in an isolated motel. It's a darkness drama by Ken Jarrett called Weekend Vacation. Don't miss it.
Can't You Do Anything Right? Was written and directed by Ken Girard. Featured in the cast were Wendy Allen, Joey DeAria, Greg Snegoff, and Barbara Kerr. Also heard were Michael Immel, Sandra Kenworthy, and Bob Farley. Sound patterns by David Surtees. Darkness is a Roger Rittner, Ken Girard radio production. Now, until next time, this is your host, Claude, wishing you good night forever. Mm-hmm.